Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. Hope you all had a nice holiday. So much to be thankful for. Yes, we have so much to be thankful for. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And today, we are going to be talking about healing. And does God heal people today? Is Jesus Christ a healer? Does he still perform miracles like he did when he walked the earth? We will be talking about all of that. And I just wanted to make you aware of a few things today. We do have a YouTube channel, and that channel is Jonah, T for Tom 48, and I think you'll find some great videos there that we have produced. And I find it very interesting, really, the comments that I get. Most of the comments that I get in defense of Benny Hinn and in defense of T.D. Jakes and Eddie Long, oh, some of them are really quite rude, cursing, and I'm like, wow, you know, it really goes to show you that, and the thing is that if anybody really watches the videos or listens to the commentary, and really examines it, compares it with the Word of God, you can see that Benny Hinn is a false prophet. You can see that T.D. Jakes is a false teacher and Eddie Long, because what they teach, for the most part, does not line up with Scripture. So we try to base everything on the Word of God, because we know that that is the final authority. And the Word of God is absolutely true. God is a God of absolutes. There's no in-between. God calls good, good, and evil, evil. And yes, there is evil in the world. There is sin in the world. We live in a fallen world, really. And there's so much sickness and disease in the world. There is so much sickness and disease, too, in the body of Christ. Some of it can be explained, and some of it cannot be explained. But we know that God is merciful, and he does heal people. Jesus Christ still performs miracles today. I believe in the miracle-working healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know he's healed me. I've seen him heal people, and I know healing is real. It has not passed away, because Jesus Christ is not dead. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a God that is alive, and a God that has compassion and mercy, and he loves people. So we can count on him to heal us. Also, I wanted to make you aware of our website, propheticnews.com. And we come to you every Saturday on Blog Talk Radio. We're very thankful for this opportunity that we have to make these programs and to send them out all over the world. We're on every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, the programs are archived on Blog Talk Radio. You can go back and listen to any of the programs that we've made over the last 2 years. They're all there. So we're very grateful that we can have a voice to tell people about the goodness of God, how wonderful it is to serve God and to know Jesus Christ, to be born again, to know of his healing power, because when the doctors say there's no hope, Jesus Christ says there is hope. So we put our hope in God. I want to just give you a few tips. Now, I'm a person that's very much into organic food, eating, and I try not to use any chemicals inside the house, pesticides, or I try to do my garden also that way. But I'll just give you a few tips. Say, for instance, if you have ants in your house, if you ever get ants, if you can find the place where they're coming in, you don't have to get out the bug spray and contaminate everybody's living area. But I think it'll work for any kind of insect. You can put some liquid dish soap around the place where they're entering, and they will get stuck. If they try to come through the liquid soap, they'll get stuck and they can't get through it. So it's really a good way, I find, to keep ants out of the house or any other kind of varmint that's out there. Also, a good way to kill weeds, but don't use this around your plants because it kills everything. But it's especially good for a place where you want to kill weeds. But remember, don't put it around your plants or on your lawn. But you can use borax. You can go to any grocery store and you can buy borax in a box. And you can put it somewhere where you have weeds, say in a walkway, or they like to pop up in between the cracks of your driveway, and it will get rid of the weeds. It kills them dead, and it's very hard for anything to grow back after you use borax. Just be careful around your pets and your children. You wouldn't want them to eat it or to lick it, so just be careful of that. But also, I don't know if some of you are aware, there's a big fad now with people with scented candles and these plug-in air fresheners. And, I mean, personally, I can't stand them. But a little-known fact really is that most of these scented candles and the plug-in air fresheners contain formaldehyde and Teflon. So both of them are dangerous to breathe in, especially if you have breathing problems or you have small children. When you burn a scented candle, it could give off Teflon fumes. And also, if you have a bird in the house, it can kill your bird. If it can kill a bird, it can do a lot of harm to a child or a dog or a cat. So we don't use anything, we don't use any sprays or anything with, we buy everything that's unscented. Especially we don't use those plug-in air fresheners because it can be very dangerous to your health. You're plugging that thing in and it's hot and it's giving off formaldehyde and then you're breathing it. So it's not a good thing. You know, if you knew what was inside of your furnace, some of the furnaces even have toxic insulation inside. So when your furnace is hot, getting hot, when it's heating your home, you can get all those fumes in your house. And lung cancer has become a big problem in this country. And we're talking about healing today, and we're talking about health. There are so many things that we have to try to do so that we could try to stay healthy because, we, like I said before, we live in a fallen world, and it's only getting worse when the toxins in the food and in the air. So we have to try to do what we can do to try to stay healthy. because it's very hard to recover once you get sick. It's just easier not to get sick, to try not to get sick. I think that most disease can be prevented. I know sometimes there's some things that cannot, and there's some things that you can't explain. But there's a lot of things that can be prevented by eating right and trying to keep the air in your house clean, filtering your water to try to keep out the toxins that could be in your water. So many people are overweight, and just being overweight, you can develop diabetes, which is preventable. Most adult onset diabetes is preventable. There are some people that have written books. I know Mike Huckabee, for instance. I think he was like way over 100 pounds overweight. Well, he was developing diabetes, and he was getting heart problems, and so he merely decided that he was going to lose weight, and he lost well over 100 pounds, and he started an exercise program, and his heart problems and his diabetes went away. So a lot of doctors don't like to tell you that because they don't want to lose you as a patient, especially if you have good insurance. I have a family member that is way overweight. I'd say 60 or 70 pounds overweight. We developed diabetes, now giving themselves insulin injections, and it's very, very preventable. There's never had any type of diabetes. Had back problems, two back surgeries, knee problems, and they can't figure out why they're having all these problems. Well, your body can't hold all that weight. Your knees will give out. Your back will give out. And you will develop heart problems. Your arteries will get clogged up. And diabetes. And none of that is any fun. It's much easier to try to prevent things from happening, and say for instance, like cell phones, there's been some studies done recently about the effects of cell phones and brain tumors, and they have actually done the research, and it has been proven that the radiation from a cell phone, even from a microwave oven, gives off radiation in your house, especially if it's plugged in. But we don't have one. You know, we don't have a microwave here. But if you hold that cell phone up to your head for hours at a time and it's giving off radiation, it can cause a brain tumor. You can do that research by putting it into a search engine, and the documentation is there. I know myself a few years ago, maybe 8 years ago, now I was a perfectly healthy person, but I got an ear infection, and I thought, well, if I take some antibiotics, it would probably clear up. And I took so many antibiotics that it finally wiped out my digestive system. I developed all kinds of health problems. I had every kind of itis, diverticulitis, colitis, appendicitis, every kind of itis known to man. And it was all caused by the antibiotics, because the reason they call it anti is because there's such a thing as a probiotic. And then there's an antibiotic. An antibiotic should only be used in extreme cases of infection, but not just for the common cold or for a virus or this type of thing, because you can do more harm to your digestive system after a course of antibiotics, especially if you don't replenish the intestinal flora. I know, because I've been there, and I know what happened to me. But There's so many antibiotics in the food that we eat if you don't eat organic. And there's, as you can see by the commercials on TV, there's so many commercials for heartburn, all kinds of medications that they could give you, which for the most part, there's so many diseases that are caused by medications. Doesn't it ever make, don't you ever think about this, how many side effects there are to most medications? And so you take a medication for one thing, and then you get a side effect, and then you have to take another medication for the side effect, and then you get another side effect. And it's just like snowballing, and you can't seem to be to get any better. Some doctors are good. You know, you might happen to find one, but I found for myself, of course, I don't go to doctors anymore. I mean, if I really had to, but I try to be my own doctor. But if I really had to, I guess I would have to go. But I try to take care of myself. I use herbs and try to use natural means of getting myself well. We take a lot of echinacea in the winter time. If anybody in this house is coming down with a cold, lots of vitamin C and fresh juices. Of course, let me say this. The only person that can really heal you is Jesus Christ. When I went to the doctor, I found out really how little they could really do for me. you know, there were some things they could do for me, but for the most part, I knew that if God didn't heal me, I wasn't going to make it. I knew that. And I had to put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And he did heal me, and I'm very grateful for his healing power. But I'm not saying all doctors are bad, but I'm saying this, that most disease can be prevented, and you have to be the one that is going to take care of yourself. Don't depend on somebody else to take care of you. But I know that God wants us to live happy and healthy lives. I don't understand why people get cancer. I don't understand why people are good Christian people become paralyzed and they have to live in a wheelchair all their lives. I don't understand everything. I don't understand the whys of why things happen in this life and why we have to go through things. I know we have to go through things. We live in a fallen world, and we are not in heaven yet, regardless of what the faith teachers tell you. We live in a fallen world, and so there is sickness and disease in the world, and Christians do get sick. We do get sick. We do have our trials and our tribulations. I've seen people that did get a total miracle and were healed of cancer. Cancer is not too hard for God. There's nothing that's too hard for God. Diabetes, paralysis, there is nothing that is too hard for God. He can perform a miracle in a second and heal people when the doctors say there is no hope. He's the only one that can do it. Doctors cannot perform miracles. There is no medication. There is no miracle medication. There's only one miracle worker, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And for any of us that have been sick in our life, or we've watched a loved one go through a serious illness, what can we do? Didn't you realize and didn't you know at that time that you were helpless for the most part? There wasn't anything you could do to change that situation. And if you could take the place of the sick loved one, you would. But you realize that there wasn't anything you could do in the natural. The only thing that you could do was pray and hope and cry out to God. There's nothing wrong with crying out to God. Hezekiah cried out to God. He turned his face to the wall, and he cried that God would give him, spare his life and give him more time to live, and God heard his cry. It really upsets me when I hear certain Bible teachers say that people shouldn't cry, that there's something wrong, or you don't have enough faith if you cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. God hears our cry. Jesus cried himself. I'm going to read you a few scriptures. So if Jesus cried, there's nothing wrong with us crying when we're going through something and we're crying out to God for help, or we're crying out to God to heal somebody that we love. And God does hear our cry. He is a merciful Savior, and he is a healer. Jesus is a healer, and he is alive. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a God that he has felt pain. Jesus Christ himself felt pain, the worst kind of pain, hanging on a cross, having nails driven in his hands and his feet. He felt our pains. He's a man that's acquainted with grief. You know that the devil does not kill Christians. I would not give the devil any kind of credit for killing a Christian. When we were in the Word of Faith movement, when anybody died, especially if they died from a sickness, we were like, well, what did they do? Why did they die? They didn't have enough faith. And we were always blaming the person. And we were blaming the devil. But I came to find out that the devil can't kill me. He can't kill a child of God, because my Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And so I have an appointment, and only God can take my life. The devil does not kill Christians because they have a lack of faith, or they didn't believe God or whatever. There is no, okay, you have this measure of faith or you have that measure of faith. Jesus Christ said if you had faith as a grain, as a mustard seed, you know how small that is? That's really small. That's a really small amount of faith that you need to get an answer from God for anything that you might have need of in your life. Jesus said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. We have faith. We can't see faith. There's no measure of faith. It's just you have faith because it's not your faith. We have faith in God. No human being can heal you. There's no such thing as somebody having some kind of a special anointing that you have to go to this person for them to lay hands on you for you to be healed. Jesus Christ is the healer. The Bible does say to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Yes, we do lay hands on people and we pray for them. It is scriptural to do that. I believe in the laying on of hands, but there's no power that I have. When I was going through my sickness a few years ago, I knew I had no healing power at all. I couldn't heal myself. I couldn't heal anything. If I wasn't going to get my healing from God, I wasn't getting it. There was no crusade I could go to, or no healing meeting that I could go to get my healing. I had to get it from God. And I learned, and I'm grateful for that, that I learned how to trust God. And that's what you have to do. You're looking at the circumstances. I know there's some of you out there today. You're looking at the circumstances, and the circumstances don't look good. Yeah, it's awful when we're looking at somebody we love and they're suffering. Yeah, it's very, very hard. And it's hard to take your eyes and your mind off the circumstances. But yet we know that there's only one person that can heal our body, that can really give us a miracle, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves us. He's a healer, and he will hear your cry. He hears you. He loves you. He knows about pain. And I'm going to read a few scriptures to you because there's so much in the Word of God. There's so many scriptures on healing and on miracles, on hope, on compassion. Of course, we know that Jesus Christ himself was moved with compassion. Let's look at a few of those scriptures. Psalm 86:15, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." Psalm 111:4, "He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." Psalm 145:8, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy." Jesus Christ was moved with compassion. In Matthew 9:36, it says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Matthew 14:14, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." Jesus Christ healed people when he walked the earth, and he still heals people today. He was moved with compassion. He feels your pain. He sees your tears, and he is moved by that. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for us. And he can touch that loved one. He can raise them up. I've seen over my travels many, many years, and even myself at one time, I held hundreds of miracle healing services, and I laid hands on thousands of people. And I saw God heal people. I knew it wasn't me, but I saw Jesus Christ himself heal people, and he is still healing people just like he did when he walked the earth. Like I said, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a God that's alive. And Luke 7:13, "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not." Luke 15:20, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." And haven't we all felt compassion? When we see someone that's sick or someone that has a need, our heart is moved and we want to do something to help that person. But it's so much more with God. His compassion is so much greater than our compassion can ever be. And you know that Jesus Christ heals broken hearts. He heals people's minds. People that have psychological problems, that are oppressed of the devil. Yes, the devil is real, and he does oppress people. He does possess people, and I have seen that. I have seen people delivered from demonic possession and oppression. Isaiah 61:1, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So if you're bound today, if you're bound by evil spirits, if you're bound by lust and perversion and suicide, suicidal thoughts, if you're bound by alcohol, if you're bound by drugs or homosexuality, most people that have been molested, and you can ask a person, and I guarantee you they will 100% of the time they will tell you. If a person, some people that have a problem with any kind of perversion, or they have or they're homosexual, you ask them if they have been molested, and they will probably tell you yes, because there is a transference of that spirit. Unless you're born again, I don't believe that people that are born again can be demon possessed, because I don't believe that. You can be oppressed, but once you're born again, the Spirit of God comes to live inside of you. But people that aren't born again can be possessed, and these spirits can come and torment people. Jesus Christ Himself delivered people from evil spirits, and it's real. So Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Remember when we were born again, wasn't that one of your favorite songs? It was one of mine. "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said He came to set the captive free. And for us that have been born again, yes, we were held captive by sin, and Jesus Christ set us free. So I believe that that's what that scripture means in Isaiah. It was one of the favorite scriptures in the Word of Faith movement, was "by His stripes you were healed." I believe that that is the healing that we receive when we're born again, is that Jesus Christ totally heals us. He wipes out our old life. We begin a new life, and it doesn't necessarily apply to physical healing. Of course, some of us do get a physical healing when we're born again. Some of us get instantly delivered from drugs or alcoholism, immoral lifestyles. How many of us have been totally delivered at the moment of being born again? Yes, that happens, and that's a miracle. And I've seen it happen. I've seen people be instantly changed by the power of God. And the only person that can do that is Jesus Christ, because He is a healer. Let's look at Luke 13:14. "And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." And I believe this. I believe that every day is the Lord's day. I'm not opposed to taking a day of rest, but I don't think that we have to be so religious that, you know, it's this day that's the Sabbath day, and you can't do this and you can't do that. And Jesus Christ Himself proved that, because He healed someone on the Sabbath day, and He made the religious leaders very, very upset when He did that. Luke 22:51, "And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far, and He touched his ear, and he healed him." Jesus Christ, our healer. Acts 8 7 for unclean spirits. And remember, I just talked about that, about unclean spirits, demonic possession. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame, and they were healed. So, yes, remember that story in the Bible where the devils went into the pigs. They were driven out, and they went into the pigs. So the devil's real. Don't let anybody fool you. I got a ridiculous email yesterday from someone because I had mentioned one of their favorite teachers, T.D. Jakes, was saying he can't say who's going to heaven or hell. And they were telling me I shouldn't tell people about hell because it's not love. I thought, you know, that is really ridiculous. Hell is a real place. I don't want to go there. I don't want anybody to go there. It's a terrible place. Just imagine that you die and you realize after you die, if you've never accepted Jesus and you didn't believe in God, but you realize after you die, you're going to know for sure that there was a God and that you're going to be separated from him for all eternity. That would be awful. We talked a little bit about physicians. I know physicians can help people, but they cannot heal people. Only Jesus can heal. Jeremiah 8:22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of thy daughter of my people recovered? Matthew 9:12, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them that they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Mark 2:17, when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And Luke 4:23, and he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Physician, heal thyself. You can ask any doctor, and they'll tell you they cannot heal you. They might be able to give you something to make you feel a little bit better, but there's only one person that can heal you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And his healing is painless. And I'm not telling anybody to give up your medicine or, you know, quit going to the doctor. It's not for me. I don't take any medicines. I mean, if I had to absolutely take something, I probably would. But I don't take any medicines. I haven't been to the doctor in about 8 years, and I don't intend to go unless, you know, there's an emergency and I have to go, but you know, God willing, I won't have to go. You know, if you have to go and there's some medicines that you need, then, you know, it's not a sin to go to the doctor. It's not a sin to take medicine. It's not unbelief. But remember that your healing comes from God. The miracles come from God. And God is faithful. He's faithful. I just wanted to read these few scriptures in the time that we have left about Jesus weeping. John 11:35 says Jesus wept. Luke 19:41, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He was moved with compassion. Jesus Christ himself wept. Let's talk about hope. We always have hope, don't we? Hope is a wonderful thing. And I've seen people that they had hope up until, you know, the minute they died. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with people having hope. And the Bible says in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. So isn't it so true that when we have no hope, our heart is sick? But when we have that hope and we have that faith in God, then we can go through anything. We can go through any trial, any tribulation, and Jesus Christ will be there. I remember a friend of mine saying not too long ago that she was convinced that they didn't want to find a cure for cancer. I'm convinced of that also, because there's big money in disease. There's big money in sickness. I was watching a movie last night, and I've experienced this in my own family when I wanted to get nursing care for a sick loved one. They will pay up to $10,000 a month or more to put, the government will give you that money. As long as you put the person in a nursing home, they will pay for it, but they will not pay for that same nursing care at home. So they want, for some reason, I don't understand why. Most people would rather stay home than go into a nursing home, but they will not pay for these things. They will not pay for the care to be done in the home. They would rather the person go and become basically a ward of the state in a nursing home. And it's funny how things work. It's funny how most medical plans will not, they're starting to cover alternative medicine and preventative medicine. But for years, they didn't want to cover things like vitamin therapy or you have to go to another country. You might have to go to Mexico. There's a great hospital there called the Oasis of Hope. And it's one of the only hospitals that I know of where you go and the diet is all organic, fruit and vegetable juices that are made fresh throughout the day. It's a totally organic diet. They use vitamin therapy and other kinds of therapy. It is a real hospital with a Christian hospital where they pray and have Bible study every day, worship services. I don't really know of any hospitals in this country like that. They sure could need some. They sure could use some. But there was a saying, I can't remember who said it, I think Hippocrates. Now, I'm not big on quoting Hippocrates, but I think he said, let food be thy medicine. And I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in organically grown foods. Using food as a medicine, there's no side effects except if you eat too much and too much of the wrong foods. But I just want to challenge some of you today to try to make some changes in your life. You'll be surprised at how good you feel and how good you look. I'm not saying God won't heal you, even if some of us happen to be ignorant in some areas and we don't want to make the changes. It's easier to take a pill, but there's no magic in that pill you're taking. You know, there's no magic in the pill. We used to say in the Word of Faith movement, we were taking our gospels. And yes, I like that a lot better. I like quoting God's word and getting that faith stirred up in my heart. How comforting God's word is, isn't it? But I want to thank you all now for tuning in today. And I'm believing God with you for your healing. I'm trusting God to heal you. I'm believing with you to heal your loved one. I know Jesus is a miracle worker. And I hope and I pray that you will see that miracle and you will see the goodness of God in your lifetime. Remember, you must be born again. Confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. I invite you today to make the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Ask him to come into your life and forgive you of your sins. And begin a new life today, a new life in Jesus Christ. You will never regret it. Never. God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to the city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.